Past 12, Richard Skinner on GLR 94.9. Now, 1 week on Wednesday, that is October the 9th, GLR are proud to be presenting live at the Hammersmith Odeon, Jethro Tull in concert. Tickets are £12.13, and they're available from the Odeon box office, of course, if I can say it, on 081-748-4081. You can listen to them for free now, because in our basement studio, I'm very glad to say that Ian Anderson and Martin Barr and Dave Pegg have grouped together to provide a sort of acoustic version of Jethro Tull this afternoon. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi there.
How are we?
Bit worried about this hear them for free stuff, Richard. I mean, you realise our invoice is in the post.
I have the money here.
Oh, then that's not in the post. Well, that's a step.
We're not passing it the old hat around outside today, though. That's the important thing. Ian, that show on the 9th of October, obviously an important night for the band.
Well, it's another night on the road. Was God. Tull back. We thought they'd quit years ago, people say. But yes, we are indeed back in the UK, although, of course, we're not back as far as most other players. We travel around all the time doing concerts. Mm. But we have, thankfully, a reasonable level of support in many parts of the world, so we do take longer these days to get back to more domestic shores.
Why do you think it is that people in this country do tend to forget sometimes that you are still operating as a band?
Well, we don't court publicity as a rule. I mean, there aren't any. If I come through Heathrow Airport, which I do most weeks, in fact, in my life, for some reason those paparazzi boys are just never there to see whether I'm arriving with a Swedish blonde on either arm. And of course, they'd be disappointed if they were waiting, because of course I don't. I might have a fish on either arm, but no Swedish blondes as of yet.
So
we're not that kind of a, you know, that kind of a publicity machine type group, you know.
Talking of fish, your latest album is called Catfish Rising, and I think you're about to do a live version of one of the tunes from it, yeah?
Well, that's very, very, very right, yes. I'm going to pass my coffee to somebody here, take out of the way. Thanks very much. This is a song from, in fact, this, like some of our songs, based on a moderately true story surrounding a visitation to an Indian restaurant not too many miles from where we sit, by our drummer, Doan, who actually gets a mention towards the end of the song, as does his underwear. This is called Like a Tall, Thin Girl. Right.
Smart restaurants, I'd rather do a vindaloo. Takeaway is what I want. I went down to the old Bengal, having telephone treats. Saw a friend in the kitchen door, she looked good enough to eat. And I mean eat. Yeah, she was a tall thin girl. She looked like a tall thin girl. Said her sister's carry out, face turned chilly red. Well, I don't know about carrying out, but you can carry me off the bed. And I mean bed. She was a tall thin girl. She looked like a tall thin girl. Can I fetch Fritz? Maybe I can stretch Fritz. Well, I may not be fat man, and I'm not exactly small, but when it all comes down to the stand my ground, this girl was tall, and I mean tall. He's a drummer, don't play no tambourine, but he's my dress hard on the bongo chart, he'll know just what I mean. And 6 foot 3 in his underwear. Gonna get him down here and see if this good lady's got a little sister about the same size as me. Yeah, she was a golden girl. She looked like a snowman girl. Couldn't I fetch her yet? Maybe I can stretch for it. Who am I up for it? But do I have to go down for it?
Sounding extremely good. That was Jethro Tull and Like a Tall Thin Girl. Jethro Tull represented today by Ian Anderson, Martin Barr and Dave Pegg. And that's a live version of a track you'll find on their new album, their latest LP called Catfish Rising. You know, I've just remembered the thing that really brought you back into the headlines in this country a few years back was when you got that Grammy, Ian, in, was it 87? For Best Rock Album.
Yeah.
And people went, oh, right, goodness. Yeah, they'd forgotten, you know, as we were discussing just now.
That's right. Well, the Grammy Award system is, of course, an American affair, and it's basically, the 6,000 people, our peer group, as it were, in the recording arts and sciences, as the Americans give it its lofty title, vote every year for their faves in various aspects of the music biz. And for some reason, I think because we've been around for so long, and they decide we're really such jolly nice guys, that they ought to give us something. So for mysterious reasons best known to them, they first of all nominated us in, and then voted us to win in a category called Hard Rock Stroke Heavy Metal. And that got people's proverbials in a twist, particularly amongst the media in America, who decided Jethro Tull should not be thus encapsulated in the Hall of Temporary Fame.
I should think you were a little confused yourself about the category.
I'm a little confused. Why am I using all these long words at this time of the morning?
Oh, here we go. It's afternoon now. We can get away with it.
Oh, that's right.
America, though, has always been very kind to Jethro Tull.
Yes, they have. They're kind. They're kind souls, yes. But I think probably in America they see Jethro Tull as more of a rock band than perhaps is the case in the more sensitive countries, such as the United Kingdom or Germany or most of the rest of the world, for that matter.
The big problem in this country is that not a lot of rock, whatever we call it, gets heard by people on the air, and therefore they don't know what you're up to.
Well,
that's my belief.
We don't get too many plays, Richard, you're quite right, but thank you for this wonderful opportunity to show people just how old we really are. Just thank goodness you can't see our hairlines.
A lovely thought. Catfish Rising, the new album. This next song, another live song, also features on the LP, and it's called Rocks on the Road.
Mm, and it's played with taut buttocks and firm thighs and no hair.
There's a black cat down on the quayside. Ships lies, green eyes closed in the dark. Two young cops handing out a beating. No how to hurt and leave no mark. They're down in the half-lit bar of the hotel. There's a call for the last round of the day. Push back the stool, take that elevator ride. Fall in bed and kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Rocks on the road. Can't sleep through the wild sound of the city. Boys heading for a fight. Long distance telephone keeps ringing out engaged. Wonder who you're talking with tonight. Talking with tonight. Who you're talking with tonight? Rob's on the road. The bits and all that stuff. So come shake some apples from my tree. Have to pay for the minibar man. his phone bill overload.
Bruno,
how about some heavy rolling? Move these rocks on the road. Rocks on the road. On the road. Table and a million other little things to spoil my day.
Well, how about a little light music
to chase it all away,
to chase it all away.
There's a black cat down on the east side. Ship's lights, green eyes glowing in the dark. Two young cops handing out a beating. Know how to hurt and leave no mark. They're down in the opposite part of the hotel. There's a call for the last round of the day. Push back the stool, take that elevator right. Fall in bed and kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Rocks on the road. Kick my shoes away. Kick my shoes away. Rocks on the road.
On the road. It's Jethro Tull. They're playing live with us this afternoon on GLR, and we'll be back with them in just a moment for a little more traditional music. It's 24 past 12. Quickly return at 25 past 12 to our basement music studio where Ian Anderson, Dave Pegg and Martin Barr standing by for one more song, one more tune. This is not featured, we must emphasise, on the latest album, Catfish Rising, but it goes back a bit, Ian.
It goes back, yes, I think to the second album. It was a follow-up to the first flute instrumental that I played before, well, Martin was still in short trousers then, hadn't quite joined the group, but did join in time for this one on the second album, which is a piece originally, I think, on one of Bach's greatest hits, volume number 3, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Beret, and if you want us to play it now, then we will. But if you want to chat a bit more, it's up to you, Richard.
Time says...
I thought you might say that.
Now, please.
Right, wind up, get them off, get them off! As the boys and their music, I mean. Here we go. Yeah.
Sounding's very fine still. Thank you very much for that, Ian. Excellent. Bach's Bourrée, Jethro Tull, live, and you can see them live at the Hammersmith Odeon. GLI will be presenting that show on the 9th of October. Thanks again, Ian.
Thanks, yeah, pleasure. And the 10th as well, don't forget that.
And the 10th as well, okay.
Well, three nights at Hammersmith Odeon.
All right, mate. Thanks very much indeed.
Sold out, I'm not sure.
Okay, right, this is where we fade him away.